Off the Ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel, because we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Ireland preparing for what they hope will be back-to-back wins over Greece. Arne Slot says his Liverpool players weren't guilty of complacency in their defeat at Fulham. And Pep Guardiola claims one of his players is not smart enough to play in midfield. First today, Ireland will put the finishing touches to their preparations for a second game against Greece. A much improved second half performance in Crete on Friday saw Carlo Ward's side beat the Greeks by 4-0 to move up to second in their Nations League group. While Katie McCabe's halftime introduction helped swing momentum in Ireland's favour, former Ireland boss Sue Ronan hailed the impact of Marissa Shiva in Friday's win.
I think Marissa Shiva, you know, has a we can really, she had a really good game too. So I think, in fairness to her, she can be proud of her performance. I actually think she's been unlucky not to start, and we might see her on the starting 11 now on Tuesday night. But I thought she made a huge difference in the second half as well. And she's a player that can cause havoc in the middle of the park. You know, she makes great runs. She's loads of energy. She's technically very good. She's fit enough to get up and down the park, so she can do the donkey work to defend as well if need be, in the transitions to defend. But she gets herself into little spaces. And I mean, I know her goal was lucky, but if you don't shoot, you know, you're not going to score. But I think between herself and Katie, they made a huge difference when they came on the second half. And I'm sure Carl is very pleased with the impact her bench had.
Ireland will face Greece again at Tallaght Stadium tomorrow night at 7:30. Katie McCabe is suspended for that match. Arne Slot says his Liverpool players weren't complacent despite their second Premier League loss of the season. They went ahead through Alexis McAllister after 14 minutes away to Fulham, but were 3-1 down by half-time. A Luis Diaz strike 18 minutes from full-time led to a grandstand finish, but the league leaders were unable to find an equaliser. Slot believes an error-strewn first 45 was behind the loss, and says his players have to refocus ahead of next weekend's game against West Ham at Anfield.
The message was mainly that I think I told them that they showed great character the second half, but not for the first time this season. We had a difficult first half. It didn't happen a lot, but I can come up with Southampton at home, for example, where we played quite poorly. And normally we are able to make up for that because of the mentality of the team, how fit they are, the subs we can bring. But today it wasn't enough, and now we have a whole week to prepare for West Ham, and everyone needs to be aware, and they are. So I didn't even have to tell them. But the only way we can win a game of football is by hard work, 90 minutes, constant effort. Because I've said it, I think, a few times now, we are not the team that's leading at halftime with 3 or 4 nil with 3, 4, 5 acts of brilliance. It's hard work every time we won a game of football this season, except for 2 or 3 games.
Phil Foden isn't lacking in confidence. That's according to his Manchester City manager, Pep Guardiola. Foden was replaced by Jeremy Doku just before the hour mark in yesterday's drab Manchester derby at Old Trafford. The 24-year-old is enduring one of his worst seasons at City, having scored just 10 times this term compared to 27 in all competitions last season. However, Guardiola says Foden's dip is a mirror of the team as a whole.
No, I'm not agreeing. Lisa, when the team is not playing in the level, the standard we had, looks like, and everyone looks like, you know, not what we were. Phil has no doubt. I see every training session, the passion they put, his smile in his face. This is what I want. He's smiling his face and playing like to it. Of course, the impact has not been, but not from Phil. If you see the numbers in the last 4, 5, 6 years, the many players are here in terms of goal assists. This season, we drop incredible in all of them. It's not one. One will be easy. It's all of them. And that's why we were struggling, you know, to create or win games and so on. But the quality is there. And sometimes, you know, in a long career, always you have seasons that you are not, you know. Maybe in a season, right the peak in terms of the best player of the Premier League. He won the Premier League in the last games. Last game against, you remember, West Ham. Won the game with 2 goals and his impact was incredible. And he will be back. He will be back. And you know how fouled and at the end had the chances. Have to win shooting the first half. These chances that normally feel tac tac. You make when the ball is in the net. And was the control was not perfect, or the defender was quick, it happened. So, but now it's not about the judge here. Then, okay, we are where we are that season, we knew it. And, okay, FA Cup semifinals, 8 games left, and everyone's going to give everything, seeing I'm learning for the guys who played every single game, the guys who come from the bench, how impact is in the game, and this kind of stuff for the future decisions it is going to do.
Yesterday was also Mateus Nunes' 8th start at right back and a rare bright spark of City's performance. Guardiola paid €62 million to Wolves for Nunes as a midfielder, but the City boss now claims the Portuguese international isn't clever enough to play in the centre of the park.
He can become a good right back for the physicality. I think he's not a player to play in the middle because he's not enough clever in the composer. Have incredible skills and... He's learning a lot. You know, the fullbacks always have a big mistake is when they cross for the far post where you are, always they are sleeping. And he defends really well at 2 or 3 crosses like Bruno put in the, you know, in the far post with Dorgu, and his attention have something, the physicality do it. But yeah, he can play in that position. He helps us a lot. So when you start in the season and you tell me in the size if you're going to play Mateus or right back and Nico left back, you would tell me what I'm talking about. So, but this isn't what it is, and Manu Akanji is coming back. Of course, you have two central young central defenders, but the last three games, the back four today again were excellent. So Ruben was incredible, Josko as well. Nico, except the last 20 minutes, I was tired because he's a young and, you know, play every 3 days also, or 4 days always is new for him. But he played really, really good, and we built from that.
Ange Postecoglou has continued his crusade against VAR. Tottenham's 3-1 win at home to Southampton came with Lucas Bergvall having a goal disallowed after a long review. The win eased the pressure on Postecoglou and the Spurs' job while also condemning the Saints to the earliest ever relegation of a Premier League side. And it's been reported that Ivan Juric has already left his post as manager of the Saints. Postecoglou says VAR is a broken system.
Again, you know, if you had told me years ago that we were just spending 5 minutes during a football game just standing around, I would never have believed you, but everyone loves it, everyone wants it, everyone is delighted by it. It's working so well, we're getting all decisions right, so who am I to complain about it? I don't know, I mean, they draw those lines. Does anyone convinced by those? I mean, and this is not a slight on anyone, I don't think it favours us or not favour us, but the fact that we're waiting 5 minutes for something, I don't think that's what technology was brought in for. I really don't. I think, but it's gone too far down the road for anyone to claw it back. But, you know, we used to allow the assistants to make those decisions and we all accepted them, you know. There was one midweek with Chelsea, if they had have paid that, I wouldn't have been complaining. I would have said, oh, it was a toenail offside, because I've had that my whole career, you know. Sometimes offside was never meant to be, you know, sort of microscopically judged. But if they ever get to a place where that's done instantaneously, then I accept it, you know, because offside is offside. But I just can't believe that this is what we brought it in for, to stand around for 5 minutes for something that in the end I still think is, you know, in my view anyway, inconclusive. Now, you know, like I said, the semi-automated will come in and, you know, say it's going to hopefully improve and speed up the process, but I didn't think there was a crying need for the game of football to be disrupted like this, but it has been. And like I said, as I keep saying, that the overwhelming majority of voices are in favour of it, so that kind of means it's very hard to stem that tide.
Andrew Omabamadeli made his return from an Achilles injury to help with Strasbourg's push for Champions League football. Having missed their last 5 league games, the Ireland defender made a late cameo as Limer senior side hung on for a 1-0 win away to Rance. That win kept Strasbourg 4th in Ligue 1 and currently in a Champions League qualifier spot. They're only a point outside the top 3, which would secure league phase football. Regardless, Strasbourg are on course for their best season since 1980, when their squad included a certain Arsene Wenger. Gavin Bazunu couldn't prevent Standard Liège from falling to their first defeat of the Conference League stage of the Belgian top flight. They were beaten 1-0 at Charleroi yesterday. Former Bohemian striker Jonathan Afolabi has been frozen out by his loan club Cambuur. The 25-year-old has made just 3 starts for the Dutch second tier side after his loan move from Kortrijk in September. Afolabi scored just a 2nd goal for Cambuur at the end of February in a 5-0 win over Venlo. But manager Henk de Jong says a lingering Achilles injury means they won't risk him any further this season. Cambuur are in the hunt for promotion with 5 games to play, but Afolabi won't have any part in their final push. De Jong says they sat down with their medical team and decided Afolabi won't play again for them this season. The manager manager says they will still try and get the former Celtic man back to full fitness, but he'll be training away from the rest of the first team. De Jong says they were guilty of false expectations with regard to Afolabi, who was believed to be a winter target of both Bowes and Shamrock Rovers. He still has a year left on his Kortrijk contract. And back to the Premier League, Newcastle manager Eddie Howe says qualifying for the Champions League could help some of his players secure contract extensions. They're seventh in the top flight and 3 points off the top four going into tonight's game away to Leicester. But they've played two games less than their rivals. Howe knows the way they finish the season will impact their transfer activity as well.
Europe will play a part in that. Quite how that looks, I don't know, because we haven't sat and had those discussions yet. I think there's far too much football to be played. But I think we'll be in a stronger position for the better competition that we're in.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
This week on Diverted.
Do you have savings to do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español.
Well, mi español es muy malo.
Es como el inglés mío. Yeah.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.